USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says there's no federal solution and it comes down to the states in the fight against COVID-19. Speaking on a call with the nation's governors, Biden saying the current situation isn't like March of 2020 when the pandemic began and the tools are in the hand to keep schools and businesses open. Biden added that his administration should have acted sooner on testing, but says they're trying to make up for it.
If we'd known, we would have gone harder, quicker if we could have. Because steps we have to be taken to increase the number of authorized tests, we're now able to purchase 500 million at-home rapid tests to be sent to the American people for free.
Thousands of people in California, Oregon, and Washington are dealing without power after a powerful winter storm went through over the weekend. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
The White House announcing President Biden signed the National Defense Authorization Act on Monday. A week of mourning begins after a human rights activist in South Africa passed away.
Desmond Tutu, South Africa's Nobel Peace Prize-winning archbishop and modern-day activist, died Sunday at 90. Upon becoming president in 1994, Nelson Mandela appointed Tutu to be chairman of the country's Truth and Reconciliation Commission. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A new Gallup poll is reporting Supreme Court Justice John Roberts is topping the list of job approval ratings among 11 U.S. leaders. 60% approve of the job Roberts is doing. Only two other leaders were favored over 50% as Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell came in at 53%. And one of the top infectious disease experts, Dr. Anthony Fauci, gained 52% of the vote. This is USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin announced he won't support President Biden's Build Back Better Act, leaving it with little or no chance of passing in the Senate. West Virginia Chamber of Commerce President Steve Roberts claims Senator Manchin represented their state's residents' interests by saying no on the social spending bill.
For us here in West Virginia, it taxes energy production and adds to the cost of natural gas. I think all of those things cause us in West Virginia to say that Senator Manchin is right, Senator Capito is right in saying this is not the right answer to the problems that we're trying to solve in our country.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, Senate Majority Leader and New York Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer announced there would be a vote on Build Back Better next month. Thousands in the western United States are in the dark after having their power knocked out during a winter storm. Most outages are in California in the Lake Tahoe region. Some folks in Oregon and Washington are also without power. A winter storm warning for cities including South Lake Tahoe is in effect until early Tuesday morning. The National Weather Service in Reno is predicting travel will be very difficult to impossible. The area could see up to a foot of snow above 7,000 feet and wind gusts as high as 80 miles an hour. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.